Christina. Johnny noticed one little girl in the park. From his first glance, she was different from the rest, and she seemed somewhat sad to him. She sat in the corner and had no toys. He noticed that she went to the others and asked to borrow their mirror for a minute. "You know how it goes here," one little girl snapped. "Do something bad and the beast will give you any kind of mirror you want, but I'm not lending you mine." The boys were not interested in her either, since she wasn't as prettily dressed as the other girls were. She didn't go to the children's disco because it all seemed pointless and foolish to her. The girls there pretended and behaved as if they were grown-up girls, but when at home alone, they cried into their pillows. Sometimes she cried at home too, because her mummy had died a few years earlier. The little girl lived with only her daddy, and she felt very lonely. She sometimes thought that she might do something bad so that she could be like the others and so they wouldn't laugh at her anymore. Yet that day she had prayed, "Lord Jesus, I beg you to send me someone who believes as I do, because I can't bear this any longer." Johnny recalled his little sister Susie and felt like speaking with the girl. "Hello, what is your name?" Johnny broke the ice. "I am called Christina," she said shyly. Johnny began to tell her about his adventures. Christina was so pleased. It was the answer to her prayers that she met him. She listened to him almost without breathing. Just then, a voice was heard which drowned out everything else. Even the carousel stopped turning. The movies and games were interrupted, and a monster appeared on the monitors. "Who is that?" Johnny asked Christina. "That is the beast," she informed him. They heard him announce to everybody, "Tomorrow is my birthday. You do not have to give me your toys as gifts. You can keep them yourselves. But when you hear a siren sound, everyone must kneel on the ground and bow before your toys. If anyone does not, I will take his toys away." Some children cried glory to the beast. It didn't bother them at all that they would have to worship their toys. Others were quiet. Maybe their conscience was showing them that they should not do such a thing. But none of them had enough courage inside to stand against it. Christina didn't have any toys. Walnut worked it out and remembered that his stuffed hedgehog was in his backpack. Since Johnny had decided to go after the dragon, quite often he found himself alone, and so he was happy that he at least had the hedgehog beside him. But he didn't want to bow before it. He would, of course, never do that. The Lord God had clearly said, "For you shall worship no other gods, and you shall not make any molten gods." The next day, it was the beast's birthday. Some of the children didn't care at all, as if they didn't realise what a danger was threatening them. Because worshipping anything other than God is idolatry, and God will not allow these people into heaven. First thing in the morning, Johnny and Christina prayed, but it was hard for Johnny. He would have liked to have run away from there. Of course, then, he remembered the secret in the third grey rock. Whoever wants to conquer the dragon must pass through the land of forbidden toys and be courageous. So he couldn't just run off. And what would happen to the other children? If they gave in to the beast, they would become completely blinded and it would be hard for them ever to see that they have dark hearts that need changing. Suddenly, the siren was heard and the beast was before them. Today, he was looking really smart. He thought that since he was so beautifully dressed, that he would be the most beautiful of all. But the real beauty is not which can be seen on the outside. Truly, the smartest clothes in the world, nor the most splendid accessories and jewellery, can hide a dark heart. And the beast had the darkest heart of them all. He showed off in front of everyone, strutting around, drawing attention to himself. He was prepared to command the children to bow before their toys. Johnny could not stand it any longer and cried out with all his strength, "That is enough! We will not kneel before toys!" The beast stopped and looked his rival up and down. Johnny's knees were trembling a little and Christina decided to hide behind him. For safety's sake, Walnut was saying to himself, "He who is in me is greater than he who is in the beast." The beast smelled Johnny's courage. He was afraid to attack Johnny, and so he just cried out, "Children, these two have decided that they will destroy your toys," he lied and continued. "So if you love your toys, catch those two villains." Some of the children started to run toward them. Johnny and Christina fled and ran like never before. Even Walnut himself was surprised by how fast he ran. Surely Angel Gabriel, who had touched his feet, had a hand in it. He realised that they were not only healed, but they were made faster. Together with Christina, he ran through the town gates to safety and then quietly praised God for protecting them.